Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. What is Free Talk Live, you might be asking yourself? Well, we are a live call-in talk radio program where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We got stuff we're going to talk about. But, you know, if you like that, you can talk about that. If not, change the subject, bring up whatever you want. That's why we're here. The telephone number, should you need it, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Kahuna.
And, we are expecting Peakless, but, should he not make it, we may have a potential guest.
I wonder who that could be.
An unwritten, like currently he's one of the producers.
Mm-hmm.
He's busy behind the scenes producing content for Free Talk Live.
You never know.
And should for whatever reason Mr. Mountaineer not show up, we will have a third chair at least for some period of time. At any rate, 603-283-6160. Mr. Kuna, good to have you back.
Good to be back.
How long has it been, man? I feel like...
Well, it's been a while. I can't remember if I was on the last time I was here, but that was about 2.5 months ago.
Yeah, so like least. Fall or something?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Like late fall.
Right, well, welcome back. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about some fun stuff. The thing that I have queued up right away is sort of... Well, it's right up my alley anyway, as me, as a person, as a figure, as a name, as an absolutist when it comes to freedom of speech. This from Reason.com. Cops arrested him for a fictitious traffic violation because he flipped them off.
Nice.
Now, there's some people out there that, you know, will frown upon, like, giving cops the bird, that kind of a thing.
I encourage it.
However, the reason that we bring this up here on this show tonight is because flipping the bird to policemen is not illegal, as repeatedly ruled by the Burrito Supreme Court. With, you know, jalapenos and mustard and, you know, all the...
It is, however, profitable.
All the accoutrements that go with a supreme burrito. And so, like, this is just... This is an obvious case of cops, you know, getting offended because somebody didn't respect their authority. Right.
Respect the badge.
Yeah, in the words of South Park, you know, Cartman got upset because nobody was respecting my authority. So at any rate, a federal judge allowed a lawsuit against the officers to proceed, finding evidence of several constitutional violations. On a Friday night, July 2018, Des Moines police, Ryan Steinkamp and Brian Minahan, saw D'Amico Fuegenshoe. That's right. Hell of a last name. That is Fuegenshoe. And it's not spelled like it sounds either. Like if I pronounced it the way it was spelled, I'd probably get kicked off the air.
Mm. Yes.
Well, it sounds like it's a shoe that's on fire.
Fuegenshoe, a 22-year-old black man driving west on Hickman Road. Steinkamp and Minahan, both white. This is what I don't like about Reason. Like, There's no reason.
Oh,
for
that
to,
they're yeah, racist.
Yeah, yeah
there, all no, of the time. That's no what reason, you don't like yeah. about reason.
There's no reason for them to even mention race in this so, particular article.
So here's what I don't like about reason. They have constantly undermined anyone who goes against the government narrative, while never under any circumstances really? Offering anything except the government narrative.
I get
they
a,
are as blue pilled as they get.
I get a
they
bunch
believe
of my
that the
9/11
report is accurate. That's how blue-pilled these people are.
I don't wow. believe that. I get a lot of my anti-government stuff from Reason.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like some of the editors or whatever who are okay, you know, so, afoul or whatever, but it can't
so
be everybody.
So, for example, they absolutely and without exception believe in their heart of hearts, and you will not keep a job there if you don't, that the politicians aren't evil. They're just stupid. None of them mean to do all these horrible oh, things to people. They just, oh, they meant to be doing good. No, like, you, if you read, like, the hit piece that they did on Bobby Kennedy, oh my God, like, how dare he insinuate that politicians are possibly evil or corrupt?
So, occasionally, I write things down. Particularly as I'm inspired by reading other people's things or listening to other people's things or watching other people's things. And, like, sometimes it sounds like, oh, you've been reading a lot of Mises, or, oh, you obviously were like a Stefan Molyneux guy, or, like, you know, whatever. You can, like, depending on what you say and the sentencing and the phrasing, you're going to sound like some other guy.
Mm-hmm.
However, that being said, I did write this recently, and this was meant to be like a Twitter or a Facebook post, right? You know, just kind of get people thinking. And what I wrote was, good men do not wish to govern others because government violates individual consent. Thus, government only attracts men willing to do evil, and only evil men will govern. Now, that sounds like paraphrasing from, I don't know, a bunch of different people.
Well, that sounds like an exact quote to me.
No, it's not.
Oh, no?
No, I went out of my way to make sure it's not an exact quote. Right? There are, like, parts of it that might be exact quotes from, like, other phrases or other people's sayings or other quotes or whatever. But, yeah, the whole thing in and of itself is not an exact quote.
Because you don't talk that way.
Well, outside of this show, I speak very differently.
I've seen you outside of this show.
Yes.
And sure, it's different, but this ain't it.
Only because it's cuss-laden. Like I speak this basically the same
oh,
as
so you mean,
on this show.
So you mean Beard Talk Live.
Well, that's a more accurate representation of how I actually talk when people meet
closer.
Me. Closer. I do recall I visited, we'll call it home, And my biological sister, she's like, oh, you're in town. I'm like, yeah, but I'm only in town for like a day or something. You know, come meet me. Let's go have a beer and some dinner somewhere. You know, and so she's like, oh, I like this place over here. I'm like, okay, we'll go there. Meet me there at, you know, 6 p.m. or whatever it was. And so we go, and she's late, of course, because she's my sister. And she gets there, and she's like, so, how have you been? And I'm all, effity FF, effity FF, effing this, effing that. And she's like, hey. FFFFFFF? And I'm like, yeah, this is how I talk. Right? Like, this is just, like, you're my, you of all people, like, should
Did
know.
Did you forget?
No, I think that, like, we had just been not communicating in person for, I mean, maybe like 5 years or something up until that point, that, like, she forgot how cuss-laden I actually am when I'm.
Maybe meeting. She was listening to you on the radio too much.
Because
there's no FCC in way that you talk like that.
Well, that's a whole, that's probably a whole segment for another day. My family life and, you know, the radio and how they interact. And it's just, yeah, it's a bad time for me. However, comma, we want to get back to this story where, on Friday night, July 2018, Des Moines police officer Orion Steinkamp and Brian Minahan saw Mr. Fugenshue, a 22-year-old black man, driving west. And they were assigned to a special enforcement team. So they're not even like regular cops at this point. They're not traffic guys. They're not, you know, setting up speed traps, right? They're assigned to a special enforcement team focused on illegal guns, drugs, and gang activity. Right? Those three things. They had no reason to believe that Fugenshu was involved with any of that, but they decided to follow him anyway because he sat up highly. Okay.
Because he what?
He sat up highly, like in his chair, you know, in his seat during the car.
How so
he,
like, dare you he, like, have good posture?
Yes, he sat up.
We like our slaves crumpled.
And he turned his head to stare at the officers as he passed them. Because, you know, rubbernecking doesn't exist.
Right.
Like, have you been on the freeway at all and seen an accident? Have you seen somebody else get pulled over? Like, rubbernecking exists, people. Oh, this is so infuriating. Anyway, they had no reason to believe that Fugenshu was involved in any of that, but they decided to follow him anyway.
Because slouch. Because it's the law.
Because he sat up slightly and turned his head to stare at the officers as he passed them.
Gotta love how the real law, what gets enforced, bears no resemblance to anything that they're supposed to be doing.
But wait, there's more. Yes, if you act now, you also get this free set of Ginsu knives. Now, how much would you pay? I'm throwing it back to all the old school, like...
Hey, no throwing knives in the studio.
Late night television infomercial launchers.
Yeah, only if you call in the next 3 minutes.
All right, we are getting dangerously close to the ShamWow guy.
You're going to love my nuts. Vince, I believe his name was.
Yeah.
Yes. After the cops followed Fugenshu for several blocks, so they didn't pull him over right away or anything, they just like decided to follow a guy very creepily,
yeah,
like a stalker.
Stalked him. Yeah.
He expressed his irritation at the unjustified attention by giving them the finger.
Yes.
Which,
nice.
Like, yeah, I mean...
Good for you.
Like, if anyone, if any car, just like, yeah, you know, if I was driving by a thing and I looked at a car and they decided to follow me and I noticed they were following me, I might, like, slow it down a little bit and hurl a bird in their general direction.
I did that yesterday on my long drive.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a natural reaction. I mean, why should the cops be subject to anything different?
Yeah, I have.
Well, see, you're a peon, and they are a peon.
I forgot. I forgot.
And
yes,
you see, as a higher class, see, leaders are chosen by God, or whatever works these days, to have the reverse morality.
Yes.
So, whereas if you run around saying, hey, I don't like how you drive, so you can either give me money or I abduct you, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't run around doing that, then that's bad for them.
Okay.
Yes. So he expressed his irritation at the unjustified attention by giving them the finger. Steinkamp and Minahan, the cops, did not like that, so the author claims. So they continued following Fugenshu and pulled him over for an invented traffic violation.
Mm.
Because they can do that, right? They can just say, oh, yeah, you know, you're... one of your license plate lights isn't working right. It's flickering. Mm-hmm. Or you know, it looks like one of your tires is underinflated. Right? They can make up any kind of BS that they want to manufacture pulling you over. If you reside in the United States of America and you have not had this happen to you, you're probably in the minority.
Or my favorite, you were all over the lane.
You were wandering all over the Avenue of Consideration.
That happened to me. That happened to me. I think I told you about that a couple trips up.
Yeah.
Middle of the night, he pulls me over. You know, it was like 4 in the morning, so he probably figured I was coming back from someplace.
Yeah.
Actually, I just gotten up, and I was starting my trip.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, you were on the white line.
He was hoping you were DUI.
Yeah.
When, in fact, you were like, I got my coffee. I just woke up.
I said, I had a good night's sleep. I just woke up like half an hour ago. I'm hitting the road.
I'm sober as a judge.
He's like, gives me this nasty look.
I really don't like that term. Sober.
How dare you not be my first ticket of the day?
I don't like that term.
I was hoping to extort you. There you are, being sober while you drive.
You're 100% sober and awake.
sober as a judge. There has to be a better example of being sober than a judge, because we all know that sometimes judges go out for like their three-drink cocktails at lunch.
Oh, sober as a teetotaler? Ooh, sober as a straight edge, you know, updated a little.
Okay, all right, we're getting there. You keep thinking on that.
I'm working
Let
on
us
it.
Know how it goes throughout the evening. We'll check in with you from time to time.
Sober as a nun?
Because
I don't trust those friars, man. But the nuns, I'm pretty sure that they are.
Definitely not sober as a pastor. I mean, I've seen some, you know.
Have you had the communion wine? I mean, this is potent, man.
Yeah, I mean, they don't just limit themselves to that little mini shot glass.
No, they're like the leftovers. They're doing behind the scenes when the congregation leaves. They're like, come on, let's get effed up.
I mean, hey, you try delivering a sermon sober.
Very true.
Well, we've gotten off to a kicking start so far here on Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. Let's continue. During the traffic stop, alleged traffic stop, the officers handcuffed Fugenshu, roughed him up, searched his car, and arrested him for the alleged traffic infraction. They also charged him with marijuana possession after the car search turned up a bit of pot and a portable phone charger that they mistakenly thought was a digital scale.
Oh. Wow.
The old digital scale trick.
Intent to distribute. You guys have a digital scale? Oh, it's a phone charger? Oh, I'm sorry. We don't know our tech.
Well, so there is a downside of only hiring stupid people for a job. Like, you remember how someone, like, sued them because they wouldn't hire him because he was too smart.
Oh, no, they've gone on record. It's publicly available information that most police departments have what they call an IQ limit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That if your IQ is above X, and it varies a little bit from department to department, but basically, if you're above average IQ, you ain't getting a job.
Because that might mean that you actually might think for yourself and not be 100% compliant. Yes, sir.
How are you supposed to follow orders then? You're a loose cannon, doing things because they're good and virtuous, instead of written down by a man in a black robe.
Thinking it through logically, step by step.
Helping society be peaceful. What do you think this job is?
When Fugenshu sued Steinkamp and Minahan, this sounds like a law office, doesn't it? At the law office of Steinkamp and Minahan. Anyway, when Fugenshu sued the cops for a litany of constitutional violations, they argued, the cops argued that they were shielded by qualified immunity.
Ah, yes.
Which bars federal civil rights claims against government officials unless their alleged misconduct violated clearly established law.
Little did they know that we found the one chink in qualified immunity's armor, and that is, if there is established case law of exactly this kind of a thing, that is the one exception to their qualified immunity. And little did they know that, we're actually allowed to use words and gestures to express ourselves, even to you.
Oh, especially to you.
I mean, reasonably, yes. But, they expect to be beyond reproach, not because of their behavior, but because they expect to be able to beat and torture who they disagree with.
Yeah, contrary to popular opinion, everyone out there in listener land, badges do not grant special rights. I mean, they kind of do, but, they're not supposed to.
No. They do not grant rights. They grant powers.
Powers, privileges.
Yeah. Being in a gang means you have access to a gang.
Right.
But powers and privileges, never mistake those for rights. I mean, that way lies the Richie Rich path. Of there's no such thing. No, there is such a thing.
He was not here to defend himself.
We've gone into this topic extensively.
All right, let's not do it now.
Point being, if you start thinking that there's no such thing as rights, then we lose the capacity to be peaceful with each other. These people don't have more rights than you. They have more powers than you.
They just have hallucinated authority.
Yeah.
Realistically, these are just people. Yeah, they're wearing fancy costumes, and they're carrying guns and that kind of a thing. So, That's something to think about. But realistically, they sleep somewhere. You know, they have a home, they have a bed, they put their pants on one leg at a time, right, all this kind of thing. They are just people that the rest of humanity hallucinates has more authority than anyone else, in my opinion.
Well, and the damnable misery of it is this. They know someone has their back, and we don't. And we really could just start getting each other's back so often that every one of us knows, you know what? No, if you are absurd and you violate me, there will be people on my side, too.
There are so many more of us than there are of them. It's orders of magnitude that really, if, quote, the people, unquote, of any given geographic area, I don't care what government you're under, I don't care if you're overseas, I don't care if you're in the United States, I don't care if you're Mexico, wherever you're at, there are more of you than there are of them. And so if the people are ever truly fed up, they know what to do.
Well, we saw that during the COVID era, not enough, obviously, but the people that stood up and didn't just say, bow down and say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, whatever. We're some of them, right?
Yeah.
We're some of that group. We pretty much got through that era, unchecked and living our lives normally.
Yeah.
Well, and most people didn't because they're not willing or able to do it.
Well, and a bunch of people who did stand up got their businesses closed.
Well, that's true.
They got canceled off of any sort of social media or their lives ruined.
Yep. Remember those guys that own the gym? I forget where that, New York or New Jersey, and they literally, they had the business boarded up. They went in there, they tore the boards out.
They're trying
to just reopen their gym, and the cops and the officials, they kept boarding it up. It's like, this is insane.
Yeah, they kicked in the plywood that they boarded up their own gym with to reopen it.
Right. That's insane. But that's like an extreme good case of fighting back.
Mm-hmm. But these are the things that need to happen. Yeah. And like, what I mean by there's more of us than there are of them is exactly that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they might be able to assemble, a small unit of people to come and board up your business late at night when you're not around or when you're closed on the weekend or whatever, that kind of crap. But if you just show up, open it back up.
Yeah.
Grab a hammer, grab a saw, grab a foot, you know, whatever you're going to do.
And these things are happening more often. I mean, you remember the Bundy Ranch case and the trucker protest.
Oh, yeah.
And now there's the thing at the border with Texas. And, like, the space between these events where we actually start having each other's back are getting closer and closer together. Yep. And that's how we get out of this.
603-283-6160. That's the telephone number. If you want to call in and voice your opinion, talk about what we're talking about, or change the subject, bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. We've got more about this story, your calls, and more. Still to come. Stay tuned.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News. News update. The White House is singing a different tune at Friday's daily briefing. White House Counsel spokesman Ian Sams taking to the podium and fielding many, many questions about President Biden's memory. He rejects the special counsel's report, which details specific issues with the president's recall. Sams says Robert Hur should not have said the president is an elderly man with a poor memory.
The conduct of the investigation throughout and the gratuitous comments in the report are troubling, and they're inappropriate. But I think that the finding was the obvious one because it's the truth.
Now, all of this comes on the heels of the mistakes the president made again during his rare primetime news conference Thursday night at the White House. While defending his own memory, President Biden confusing the president of Mexico with the president of Egypt.
The president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening and tuning in to tonight's episode of Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. We got a couple of callers on hold. We'll get to them momentarily. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Beakless Mountaineer.
Kahuna. And before we go on, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency made for spending. Dash transactions are irreversible, so Dash is great for merchants. Plus, its network is protected from 51% attacks by its Chainlocks technology. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for their sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org, again, dash.org. All right. We were talking about this story from Reason.com, where a Mr. Fugenshu flipped off some cops as they were sort of driving by. These cops weren't necessarily traffic cops or patrol cops. They were assigned to some sort of special team of, like, drug and gang enforcement kind of thing.
And weapons.
But they didn't take kindly to the flippening. The bird hurling, if you will. The bird flippening,
yeah.
The bird is the word in this case. And so they decided to follow him around for a while in a car with, like, some other people, and then finally pull him over.
But let's call it what it is, stalking. But they went, huh, you have too good of posture, and you have looked directly at us.
Avert
your eyes.
You little peons aren't supposed to look directly at us.
And to be fair, it wasn't until after...
Avert your gaze.
It wasn't until after the stalking...
The stalkery
that the cops pulled him over.
It wasn't until after the stalkery that he flipped them off.
Right, exactly. So,
it wasn't until the bird flippening that they pulled him over.
Right. The arrestening happened.
Arrestery.
We have more to talk about on this story, but we have a couple of callers on hold. Let's go to, I think this is Dan calling from Missouri. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, what's in your mind?
It's been on my mind. I sleep good at night about it, but it still aggravates me, and I don't see a good justification for what I experienced. I don't really know how to start it. You guys know what budget spend it or lose it means?
Yeah, yes. I think it was falling down that really was my first exposure to the idea that when it comes to government programs, if you don't spend the entire allotment, you get less next time. So they're incentivized to spend as much of it as possible on the most frivolous things they can.
Exactly right. I was drafted near the end of the Vietnam era. I'm not a pacifist. You slapped me a few times, and I guess I'd make you stop. But okay. The point is,
yeah, that's the non-aggression principle, mm-hmm. right there.
You know, so I got hooked up in the military or put in a job starting an academy down in Fort Bliss, Texas. I was an illustrator.
Mm-hmm.
And first time I experienced this, you couldn't have made me believe the insanity that I witnessed. And it was at a small scale. The problem is, evidently, it's so widespread. It's really detrimental to our country.
Oh, yeah.
What happened was they heard they were going to have a surprise inspection. It wasn't much of a surprise because they knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
They had too many secretaries, too many desks, and too many of those fancy new typewriters. You remember the kind that had the ball about the size of a golf ball and it would turn and hit faster than you could think about it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Selectromatic, I think.
Yep.
For about $500 a piece in 1970, that's about when it was.
Okay.
For about $500 a piece, which isn't dirt cheap by any means, not back then at least. And this buddy of mine called me up and he was almost in tears. He said, "You'll never believe what I did." "What'd you do?" He said, "Well, they heard about this inspection coming. They had too many secretaries, desks, and typewriters. So they sent the secretaries home. They put the desk and the chairs in a warehouse somewhere. He was told, direct ordered, exactly where to go bury those typewriters in the desert sand out in El Paso."
Wow.
What, nice. Like their corpses?
They told him, they said, if we go out there, they gave him explicit directions as to exactly where to dig the hole and bury him. Do not wrap them up in a tarp, box them, don't. You bury them directly in the sand. They didn't want him selling them or pawning them or anything. And I can understand that, but why didn't they just hide him somewhere instead of destroy him?
Well, that would be logical.
Well, if they magically reappeared somewhere down the line, then, like, the inventory would be thrown off, right?
So that always, and then I really got to looking, and they did that a lot. Out of this budget, spend it or lose it insanity. And when I ask them, "Well, you know, it's been that way a long time." And my answer to that is, "Well, let's just keep screwing the taxpayer then."
Yeah. This reminds me of all the press some time back where, like, oh, $700 for a toilet seat and, you know, $1,000 for a hammer and this kind of a thing, you know, was exposed. I also have a vision in my head now of, like, years later, like right about now, for example, let's say that part of the desert isn't being used by the military anymore, and there's some old guy, you know what I mean, and he's just like, you know, he's retired, he's got nothing to do, he's got like one of these metal detector things, and he's like, you know, just sort of vaguely hovering above the sand, and he discovers what he thinks is the treasure trove. Mm-hmm. He's like, I found something big, and he digs it up, and it's typewriters.
Yeah. You know,
needless to say, they're worthless once they've been buried directly in sand.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this...
Hey, so, another one real quick. A guy married into my family on my dad's side, and he became a... it was at least a sergeant major, maybe a command sergeant major, of one of the military reserve units here in our little town. It was his full-time job. And... I ran into him in the town where we shop a lot, 8 miles away from where we live. And I said, I liked him. We got along famously. I mean, he's a good guy and all that. And I said, you know, I'm not picking on you, but I want you to answer me a question if you can. I said, how much? And I said, do you handle the money for that reserve unit? And he goes, oh, yeah. He was out of it for a number of years by the time I got around to thinking I ought to ask him. And I said, how much do you think was unnecessarily spent for yearly budget because of budget, spend it or lose it? And I didn't have to explain to him what that meant.
He
didn't hesitate 1 second. He says, well, I can tell you, as at least 30%.
Wow.
You imagine what 30%, if that's even close to a norm, all the reserve military, all the reserve units across this nation, not to mention the full-blown military. That insanity.
Yeah, well, and then, like, imagine, you know, you're a hard-working Joe. You know, you're making your hourly rate or your salary or whatever, but, what if you had 30% less of your taxes taken out?
Yeah, and I think this speaks to, I think, a much larger issue, and I'm being kind here when I say... military, which is really a part of the government, and I'm going to talk about government sort of generally, there's a disconnect between the money spent and the people who own it, right? I mean, so the government views it as their money. They never think of it as our money, meaning the people have actually earned it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have weird terms for it, like they'll use the word invest. You know, we made an investment, which is really just spending.
Yep.
So this very odd disconnect between reality and the way they operate when it comes to money.
Yeah, by the way, $4,000 a piece is modern cost of those typewriters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doubt it a bit. That was I got out in 71, so that was about 70 when that happened.
Yeah. Wow. And that was state-of-the-art back then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you imagine a nice floor full of those typewriters. Yeah, that gets up there pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Dan?
That was just... where was I? Oh, yeah. I took the liberty to make an appointment at the local university with the business department.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them to speak to somebody that at least had a Ph.D., wasn't too hard to do. In about 2 weeks, I was sitting in front of his desk, really nice guy, and I said, you know, I've got a degree for what it's worth. I'm not bragging, but I never had a business class or an accounting class. I said, okay, that's fine. And I said, well, I don't even know what to call this. And what are you talking about? I said, do you know what I mean when I say budget, spend it, or lose it? And this guy, a major college in the United States, an engineering school. And he said, sure, I know what that means. I said, is there any institution anywhere on planet Earth, any level of education in any country that teaches that? He closed his eyes and shook his head. He says, no.
Right.
I said, are you positive? And he said, I'm positive. I said, well, why is it like that? When I said, do you have Ph.D. students here? He says, yeah, if they earn it. Deal to get a Ph.D. in business, like any Ph.D., I guess. And I said, you're telling them that they're going to run into this insanity out there? He goes, no, I guess not. I said, and I didn't get mad. I said, why not? One of them might have a solution.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like the amount of the economy that the government represents is getting any smaller, let me tell you.
Yeah, I think part of the reason why it exists, in my opinion, is if the spending side of the house actually went down, when we're talking about government from year,
yeah,
they might have to cut taxes.
Oh, yeah.
And heaven forbid that would ever happen.
Yeah, well, and it comes down to the fact that the organization people commonly call government doesn't make anything. It doesn't provide anything, right? All it does is outsource the things. But first, they take a huge cut.
It provides plenty.
They take a huge cut off the top.
Destruction, murder, genocide. Right. It provides plenty.
Let me just say, they don't earn. They don't earn anything.
Just no positive value.
The organization known as government doesn't earn anything. They don't provide services at a market price. You can't unsubscribe from government services. It's just not possible. Hey, Dan, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you, man. 603-283-6160. Let's move on to, we've got another caller. This is not Dan with a D. It's Van with a V. Van, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
We're good. What's on your mind?
Great show, man. But I want to go back. You guys mentioned COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I just heard on the news, I think it was yesterday or the day before, those guys who work, these scientists who work for MRNI, or, you know, where they, that dope they shot on everybody.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're saying, well, there's some toxic chemicals in that. Whoa. And I'm a little, you know, concerned. This guy Fauci, man. Everybody, all these politicians, yeah, Fauci lied, blah, blah, blah. And we're going to go after him. They ain't going after that dude.
No. Nothing will ever happen to that guy.
He's just going to say, I'm old, I forgot, just like the president's doing, man. And it infuriates me.
Oh, he hasn't even used that. So far, he's just been saying, I never said that.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Yes, gaslighting supreme.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys still bring that dude up, and that's good because... You know how the media it is. They don't want you to think about that guy anymore. You know, but very evil.
That's an important thing right there. The media is designed to distract you from the important things.
Yep.
Going after Fauci for what he has done is an important thing. Getting the Epstein client list is an important thing. Like, remember.
Not to them, it isn't.
Yeah, well, switching to a cryptocurrency is an important thing, but they'd rather have you distracted by AI, let me tell you.
Hey, Fauci retired. Leave the man alone. Let him retire in peace and live out his life.
Just because you're retired doesn't mean you're not an a-hole.
Well, look, you guys do a great show, but keep bringing up Fauci once in a while. Don't let people forget about that guy. He's not a nice guy.
Not a problem, Van. Right? And thank you so much for the call, Van. We appreciate you.
And thank you for keeping your descriptions FCC compliant.
Yeah,
I know I struggle with it.
We all do. It's I love this show. You know, however, I'm only able to be 98% authentic me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's 2% authentic me that is being restrained by a government entity for question mark. Like, we air late enough. We're 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're on the freaking radio. Like, radio's kind of a not as important to media as it once used to be, right? Kind of like newspaper ads used to be, right? You know, it's important for us to be on radio, but, like, the radio industry, come on, man. Like, Spotify is kicking the radio industry's ass. Right?
And that 2% is probably not linear, so it's more like 20-25% in terms of, like, humor, authenticity, true emotion, right?
Yeah.
But it's got to be suppressed
and
controlled.
And it is. And sadly, like, it's self-suppression, right? Like, I could sit here and go off and then tomorrow not be here.
I'm tempting myself.
Know? Like, so at any rate, did you have anything more to say about Dan or Van? We're going to move back to...
No, I just wanted to make a note about the previous caller, though, that, if they didn't have the system of use it or lose it so that you always spend more, well, you see, then the politicians might possibly reduce in power. And that is the one thing that they must avoid at all cost.
Yeah, I'm the most previous caller talking about Fauci. That was what, like, he was your god, as far as I'm concerned, for most people.
Mm-hmm.
When most people were watching the television or listening to the news during the COVID era, you were basically hanging on every word this mousy bastard said.
Trust the science.
Mm. He said, I am the science.
Yes.
Yeah, what's amazing to me is that safe and reliable is the same phrase that he used during that drug for HIV that was killing everybody, that didn't help anybody, that, oh, wouldn't you know, just like with this pandemic,
AZT.
Just like with this one, they had to suppress all of the medications that actually worked so that they could finagle this deadly medication that doesn't work.
So one of the most telling things that I saw during that whole era with him. You remember the pro sports where they were playing the games but the stadiums were empty?
they had fake crowds.
Cutouts in the crowd.
My favorite one was the big tarp with painted on faces.
Right. And you could actually like go on to the websites of the teams and you could buy your own cutout, like submit a picture yourself,
right?
And for $75, $100, they would
your avatar could be in that chair, probably cost the same as a regular seat,
right? Yeah, you would see Kahuna out there.
Are you a season ticket holder? Yeah. Here's a facsimile of you in the seat you could have been in had we not told you no, you can't.
Right. So during that time, and I believe it was the Washington Nationals, because that would make sense, right? So Fauci was at that game, with I don't know if it was his wife and a couple other officials, And they're the only ones sitting in the entire stadium together without masks.
I remember that photo.
Do you remember that?
I remember the photo. I think I saved that photo somewhere.
I think that crystallizes exactly who that guy is, that whole scenario. He is the chosen one, and then the audacity to just do that, right? Yeah. When everybody else is just locked at home,
I think
that speaks volumes about who that man is.
Yeah, it's one thing to control people and, well, kill a bunch of people.
Yeah.
It's another thing to rub our noses in it.
Correct.
And this is what these people are like.
Yeah, that's exactly what
absolutely.
He's like.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Like, that is a power play. Mm-hmm. That is a show of I am above you.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can't name a thing that we covered here on Free Talk Live that has not become now fact. Right. The thing about the masks, not really doing anything for you at all. No. We covered that, I mean, almost nightly here on Free Talk Live.
Right.
The thing about the shots, right, containing a bunch of crap that no one knew what was going to happen to people. Well, guess what? All that crap is happening to people now.
Yep.
And even though we cited many doctors, many scientists, many physicians talking about the contents of these different jabs and what they may or may not do to people and the fact that no one really knew what the outcome was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that at length on Free Talk Live during COVID, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so many things are coming out now. And so then, like, the next thing is, like, we hear this, like, well, you know, we didn't know, so we should just forgive No!
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry, no!
Amnesty. No!
You shut down art, period. There was no music. There was no theater. There was no acting. There was no stand-up comedy.
There was no religion.
There was no religion.
Right.
You shut down
the churches, the synagogues.
Yeah. We just want you to forget about it without us apologizing. It's like, at this point, I won't accept your apology. Like, you need to make this up to us. You owe us.
Yep.
You owe us a tremendous amount. And you want us to just forget about it?
Yep.
Well, nobody. You guys just guessed. It's like, no, we didn't guess.
No, we cited sources. We cited doctors. We cited scientists. We cited peer-reviewed
research.
You're a
COVID denier.
Yeah. Well, and that's what galls me about this whole thing. Like, okay, the AZT parallels or Fauci being in the stands without a mask and all of this. Like, this is information. It's available to us.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people will never come across this information?
Or the
January 6th thing. Like, depending on which source of information you're using, mm-hmm. there's this whole section of people mm-hmm. who will never come across the footage of here's where they lifted the gate and here's where they gave them a guided tour.
Yep. And I've talked about this before. I think I agree with you with everything you just said, but sort of the interesting thing at a high level is, my opinion, the more intelligent you are and the smarter you are, and if you're of that crowd,
yeah.
you will not admit that you were fooled.
Oh, I wish it was that simple.
Well, I think in a lot of cases it is. I know people like that. They said, you know what, I just can't believe that,
I think you're
that
right.
would happen.
I think you're right mostly. However, in... we'll call it our circle, free-minded people.
Yeah.
There are people when this COVID thing first came on, didn't know what to do, didn't know how to, navigate it or whatever, and so took some extreme precautions.
Correct.
Only to, once they gathered enough information, go, oh, well, I've gone to the extreme. I shouldn't be Lysoling my entire house and wearing a gas mask everywhere I go.
Right. But that's why, and maybe I didn't say it, but I said if you are of, And I am stereotyping, sort of generalizing, but in many cases, if you're of that mindset, you're not going to get off that bandwagon, because you would have to admit that even though I'm really smart and I know a lot and I have a PhD, man, they fooled me.
Oh, it's one of the worst.
Yeah. I cannot believe I got fooled.
It's one of the worst qualities.
I'm sure as heck not going to admit I got fooled.
It's one of the worst qualities of humanity. If you are approached... and this is different from individual to individual. If you are approached in the correct way with a correction of what you believe, you will actually be put into a position to reinforce your belief based on the approach.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a belief, Peakless, and I come along and I challenge it, but I do it in such a way that I don't know, maybe I'm calling you a dumbass or something. You know what I mean? Like, if there's some sort of feeling.
If you put
us
on opposite sides of the thing, then I'm going to double down on my side and be like, well, I'm even more my tribe and less your tribe.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and it's a cultivated behavior, because it used to be that, like, there would be the agents of the king, right?
Right.
Who, like, oh, well, I think we should overthrow him. And if you don't double down on your support of the king, you end up in jail.
Right.
So everyone who got to breed had that trait for a very long time.
Yep. Yeah. 603-283-6160. That's the telephone number here at the studios of Free Talk Live if you want to join us tonight. We've got more to come regarding these cops who arrested a guy, arguably for flipping them off. We've got more of your calls and thoughts, and we've got something Orwellian in store for you. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.